Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Chof, in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yotes Amud Beis in the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, "Bechamer mim lo yaseh." The Bechamer say, "Do not take silver coins and turn them into gold coins." And Bethil say, "You're allowed to." So it says now the Gemara, "Omer Beichra, lo yomer Bechamai ela basoif al betchilo of Bechamer moiti," meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, not that Beit Shammai say you can't do chilul ma'aseh sheni on gold coins. If you start with gold coins, that will be fine. But if you already did it in silver coins, and now you want to exchange the silver coins for the gold coins, that Beit Shammai say you can't do. Because you're not supposed to do chilul from money to money, as the Gemara is going to explain. But you could be mechalel fruits on gold coins. There's no problem to use gold coins to begin with, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Hemshech of the Gemara, we're going to be using Reb Chaim's Girsa. Reb Chaim's Girsa is, he's taking the next part of the Gemara, which is printed in the next Amud, and he brings it over here. And the part of the Gemara that we have over here, he brings it later after Reish Lakish speaks. So says the Gemara, according to this Girsa, my taimo de Beit Shammai. What's the reasoning of Beit Shammai? So the Gemara says, Kesef Rishon veloy Kesef Sheni. The Pasuk says in Asato, Kesef, so it means you give the fruit for money. That's the only time you give money. You don't do money for money. You can't exchange money for money. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me that? About Tanina, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah. If he has copper coins, and he wants to exchange the copper coins for silver coins, how does he do it? How exactly you do it, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. But you see, you could exchange money for money. Everybody agrees you could do it. The question is just how you do it. And as the Gemara explains, what do the Mishnah means? Savron and Mimer, we came to explain the Mishnah. Kini Mastisa, the Mishnah. Hametzar Salom, Mimoyes Masasheni. He's taking a silver coin and getting the silver coin and in lieu or in exchange for the Moyes Masasheni, for the copper coins Masasheni. But you see over here, you can exchange a coin for a coin. Answers the Gemara, my Kedoyin Tamid Beit Shammai. So what's really the reason of Beit Shammai? Kesef ad kedei kesef. You cannot exchange coins for coins, but only once it reaches the level of coins, which is silver. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, copper coins are not coins. Yes, they can be used for an exchange of ma'aseh sheni, but they're not considered to be a madbeya, a full coin. So you can still exchange them for silver coins. But once you reach silver coins cannot be exchanged. And they can be exchanged even for golden coins, which are better coins, because once it reaches silver, silver cannot be exchanged. You can't exchange a coin for a coin. The reason the Mishnah says that copper coins can be exchanged because a copper is not really a coin, it's not really a matbeah. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Says the Gemara now, Rish Lakish says, B'chami, oh, you cannot exchange ma'aseh sheni on golden coins. Not only in the end, you can't exchange silver coins and golden coins, but even in the beginning, you cannot exchange fruits and golden coins. Golden coins can never be used for an exchange. My time of the Beit Shammai. What's the reasoning of Beit Shammai according to Reish Lakish? And here we're using the gear stuff from before. Kesef eloy zohov. It says in the pasuk, silver, not gold. You cannot use gold coins in order to exchange ma'aseh sheni for it. Says the more vehim, kesef eloy nechoshes. So why can I use copper coins? If you have to use silver, maybe silver, not gold, silver, not copper. And how do you know that you could use copper? Vatanina, we have the next Mishnah. And the meaning of the words is, we explain the Mishnah that we're talking about is making a silver coin out of copper coins of Ma'aseh Sheni. So what do you see clearly? The Ma'aseh Sheni was exchanged, at least at the beginning, on copper coins. So you could use copper coins for the exchange of ma'aseh sheni. Why copper yes and gold not? So says the Gemara, Ma'ake doin tamid Beit Shammai. So what's the reason of Beit Shammai? He kesef he nechoshes. Silver and copper are both coins. Gold is not a coin. According to Reish Lakish's explanation in Beit Shammai, gold is, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, is a peyur, is a fruit. It's considered to be an item. It's not considered to be a madbeya, a coin at all. You cannot exchange a fruit of ma'aseh sheni for another fruit. So you cannot exchange a fruit of ma'aseh sheni for gold. But silver and copper, on the other hand, they're coins. So even though silver is more chashuv than copper, You can still exchange the fruits for both silver and copper. So it comes out, and this corresponds to what the sugyo in the Bavli, in Bometzio, and Perek Hazov, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that gold is a coin, and can you exchange Ma'aseh Sheni for the gold coin? You just cannot exchange silver on gold, because you can't exchange a coin for a coin. And Rabbi Shlakish holds that according to Beit Shammai, gold is not a coin at all, it's an item, it's a payroll, and therefore you can't exchange Ma'aseh Sheni on the gold. Holding now on the bottom of the Chof Amud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Zok the Mishnah. Ha'poyimit, Selam, Moyes, Ma'aseh Sheni, that's what we mentioned before. Someone goes and he takes copper coins and he wants to exchange them for a silver coin. So Ha'poyimit, Selam means he's creating a Selam from Prutos, from copper. B'chamo yomim b'chol ha'Selam Moyes. U'b'yisil ha'imim b'shekel kasa b'shekel Moyes. B'chamo say you exchange for the entire copper coins onto a Selam. You take whatever the value of copper coins is for a seller, you exchange all the copper coins for a seller. They still say no, 50%, meaning a shekel, every seller is 2 shekels. So one shekel you exchange, and the other you leave it as copper. As Reb Chaim points out, there's a discussion if they still are being machmir, or coming to be lechumra, or they're being mekel. Are they coming to say you don't have to exchange the whole thing? Well, Beit Shammai say have to exchange the whole thing because we don't want you to do it twice. And the reason is, if you don't exchange it, so copper tends to rust. I don't want it to stay copper. Bring back the silver as soon as you can. And Basil say you can leave part of it as copper. Or Basil Lechumra. Because we want you to keep some copper coins, that which is more exchangeable, more easy to use in Yerushalayim. So continues the mission of Chof Amud Beis. Remei Reimer and Michalim Kesef Upeiros Al Kesef Vechachoy Matirim. Remei says, although you can exchange fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni for money, but you should not exchange fruits and money for money. Don't combine together the fruits and the money to put a bigger sum of money in exchange for both. Chachamim say you could, and the Gemara is going to explain in what case Chachamim allow it. Ha'poyimit Sela Shem Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Someone who takes a silver coin wants to exchange it for copper coins in Yerushalayim, so he'll have small cash. Exchange the entire sela for copper coins. B'shekel say 50%, a shekel, which is half a sela, you exchange, and half you don't. And here, as Reb Chaim points out, the Rash brings two explanations. Is b'sil l'chumra or l'kulo? Do we say that Beit Shammai say you need to exchange the whole thing? Because every time you exchange money, you have to pay a commission, a kalbon, to the banker. So do it only once, don't do it twice. If it's sealed, it allow you to do it in two times. Or it's the opposite. The Beit Shammai allow you to exchange the whole thing, while the seal say no, don't exchange everything right away. Exchange part of it, use that, and then if you need more, then you'll exchange more, where Choshesh, maybe the Prutus will go down in value. Continues the Mishnah, brings other sheetahs regarding this. Hadonim lefnei chachamim, the ones who learn and do dinim in front of chachamim, the Gemara is going to tell us who that is. Every seller has 4 dinarim. So they say 3 quarters you leave it as silver, and 1 quarter you exchange for copper. And according to the 2 perush we mentioned, the discussion is if the dinim or more mako, not only like we say, let's say 50-50, but they say even 3 quarters and 25, you can exchange only a small amount for copper, or the more machmir, that they don't allow you to exchange more than a very small amount. So not even 50%, it has to be only 25% you can exchange. Rabbi Kiva Aymer b'shloisha dinarim kesef u'b'reviz kesef b'reviz mois, which means 3 quarters you keep it as silver. The other quarter, 1 quarter of it, you exchange it for copper, and 3 quarters of that quarter, you keep it as silver as well. In other words, you only exchange 1 out of 16th of the entire sela to copper. Even a smaller amount, arbo aspiri kesef, which means every dinar is 5 aspirin. So 3 dinar and 3 quarters of the sela, you keep the way it is. The 1 dinar, the 4th dinar, out of that, 4/5 you keep it as silver, and only 1/5 you make it into copper. Only 1 aspar out of the 4th dinar, you make it into copper. Which means only 1/20 of the total sela, you turn into copper. Continues the Mishnah of Chofav from Daf and says, Shama Yoimer, Yenichene Bechonos V'yoichel Kenegda. You don't exchange the silver coin for nothing. You leave the silver coin by the store owner, and you eat food, eat whatever items you want to purchase with that silver, until the credit finishes. Meaning you don't exchange it. Do not exchange silver for copper at all, not even 1/20th of it. Don't exchange anything. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Maisa Sheni Daf Chof.